The NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament resumes tomorrow. Among the regional semifinalists are perennial contenders Connecticut and Tennessee. Susan Harmon, sports editor for the Tribune in Ames, Iowa, says both have a shot at winning another championship.
They're both doing very well, especially given the injuries that both teams have suffered. Connecticut in particular has a host of tremendous players, so they really haven't missed a beat. Tennessee has stuttered a little bit, but they are still definitely the team to beat in their regional. They're not quite the dominating teams that they have been in the past just because of those injuries. I think they are perceived this year, at least, to be vulnerable.
Did they rig it so that the two would meet in the final?
Oh, yes. They're on opposite sides of the bracket.
I remember reading Notre Dame was challenging this year.
Notre Dame was number one for a while. It beat Connecticut middle of the season and then lost a real dramatic Big East championship final game to Connecticut. But Notre Dame is the real deal this year. They've got a tremendous first-team All-American center. They've got great shooters on the outside. They've got a real athletic guard.
It's about time something besides football happened on that campus.
That's about right. Well, actually, the men's basketball team was pretty good this year, too. But this is really a strong team, and they are really playing with a sense of purpose this year.
Yeah, I love the coach, Muffet McGraw. I just love saying the name.
Isn't that great?
Doesn't the roster of teams look pretty much like last year's roster of teams?
Yes, it's very similar. The University of Washington is new. Missouri is a real surprise team, not probably to those of us who follow the Big 12, but their victory at Georgia, I think, really turned some heads. The rest of the field is pretty similar to last season.
Well, that's not good for the game.
Well, yeah, I think I agree with that. There are people that say that it's nice to see sort of the New York Yankees of the women's basketball still in there. People know who to root for. But I think the attractiveness of the men's tournament is that you really don't know what's going to happen. But I really think there's some good matchups in the Sweet 16. And I think there are more good teams now than there ever have been.
Has the existence of a pro league helped women's basketball on the college level?
I think so. It's kind of a funny league because it's so propped up by the NBA, but I think it's given kids something to shoot for. It's not like they're going to get rich, but it's something that they can do after their college careers. It tends to select a certain kind of player, but then the NBA is the same way. Some of the kids that are terrific college players just aren't going to make it in the WNBA. They may not be quite athletic enough. They're not quite quick enough. They don't jump quite high enough. But yeah, I think it's given kids something to shoot for past college.
Do you long for the day when somebody goes into your office and asks you to participate in the office pool for the women's NCAA tournament?
Actually, they have those out here. They're probably not as much of a gamble, though, so it's not quite as much fun.
Susan Harmon is sports editor for the Tribune in Ames, Iowa.